Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Pastor Bill. I appreciate it. You're welcome, Pastor.
Somebody ran up there.
Amen, amen. So long, bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain and my sorrow. So long, bye-bye. Amen. That was by Jonathan Nelson. Amen. Well, welcome, everyone, to the Word at Noon. We're so thankful to have each and every one of you with us today. I'm Pastor Bell. I'm just filling in for Pastor Beasley. He is with us. So we ask that you keep them lifted up in prayer. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're just praying for our pastor, Father God. We know you are a healer, Father God. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we are standing on your word, Father God. We claim it and we receive it in your name. We ask that you would be with each and every one, Father God, who has asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. Whether they go to mass, whether it's bereavement, or they just struggling with something, we know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Just bless right now in the name of Jesus that you will receive the glory. Lord, continue to have your way as we study the word together, Father God. Because your word tells us that we are to study it to show ourselves approved. And Lord, just bless each and every one, Father God. Let us open up our hearts to the word. And let us continue, Father God, to trust you in everything, Father God, in all situations. And we bind up, Father God, anything and everything to try to hinder us from drawing closer to you, Father God. So we're binding up the sickness, Father God. We're binding up depressions. We're binding up anything that's not like you today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. For you said in your word, what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So, Father God, we just claiming this healing, total, complete healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let us study the word together, and as we come together, bless the word as it goes forth, open up our hearts to the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen. Well, thank God for his word. Amen, amen. I'm going to go back to one of the some of the scriptures that Pastor had taught on last week with his the topic that he used is the word of God has to be the final authority. Amen. Let me say that again. The word of God has to be the final authority, especially in our life. Amen. Amen. So the scripture I like to open up, would like to go to is from Romans, the 14th chapter and verse 17, where it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let me read that again. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, reading it from the New Living Translation, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God, we're talking about God's kingdom, is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Some translations may say Holy Spirit, but it's the same. Amen. Amen. And so we also had the scriptures, which is John 3, 16 and 17. And we're still talking about God's word has to be the final authority. So John 3, 16 and verse 17. And it reads as follows from the King James verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. From the New Living Translation, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. I'll read that again. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Amen. And you know, and that is truth right there. Let us know how much God loves us. Amen. And so the question was, what comes first, knowing or believing? And so that's what got us into Romans 10, and we read verses 8 through 17. So let me go there. Amen. Want to know what comes first, knowing or believing? Amen. So we have the Word of God. That's where our knowledge comes in at. And the more that we're in the Word of God, the more that we study the Word of God, the more we meditate on the Word of God, we become to know and believe what it says. So Romans 8, reading from the King James to 17, it says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Remember, this is a spiritual walk. Ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit and dwell in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after flesh. For if we live after the flesh, I am in the 8th chapter. Well, let me continue. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye do the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And then this 14th verse says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. I had said 10, but then I'm in 8. We're talking about the Spirit, praise God. God knows, I tell you, the Spirit of God, he gives our spirit to become like him. Amen. We can have the Spirit of Christ. We can have the mind of Christ. How do we get that? By studying the Word of God. Amen. So that helps us to become knowing, to know his Word, to believe his Word, to trust him at his Word. So let us continue to walk, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit of God. Amen, amen. And that was the 8th chapter of Romans, and I started with verse 8. Amen. My Lord. Let me get on over here to 10. Praise God. So, we can't believe the word unless we hear the word. So this is what is letting us know here in Romans 10. So I'm going to start with the 8th verse, the 10th chapter of Romans, and the 8th verse, 8 through 17. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Spirit saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. But there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Thank you, Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen, amen. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So let's go over here to the New Living Translation, beginning with the 8th verse. Praise God. In fact, it says the message is very close at hand, your lips and in your heart. That's close. Amen. And that message is very, and that is the very message about faith that we preach. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart. Let me say that again. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by confessing with your mouth. Let me say that again. It is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Let us think on that for a moment. Anyone who trusts in him be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. Amen. But the scriptures say you have not because you ask not. So if we want to draw near to him, we need to call on the name of the Lord. Ask him to help us. Ask him to show us the way. Amen. Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? Almost a report. But not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from hearing. That is hearing news about Christ. Amen. I like what the Message Bible says. It says how about hearing. And if it's not Christ, there's nothing to listen to. Amen. So we want to, first of all, know truth, get knowledge, and then believe. Amen. And so I had looked up, I believe it was, about believe. It says you believe when you act on this knowledge. Amen. Knowing is you have the knowledge. When you have the knowledge of God, you can believe. Amen. Praise God. Also in our notes here I have, when you know something is when you hear of something. Believe comes after you've tried it, and now you have the knowledge of what you believe. So, the more word we have, the more knowledge we have. Amen. Amen. And knowing means that you possess knowledge. Believing means that you have accepted something to be true, or you have confidence, or you are confident and have trust in something. Amen. So we're trusting God's word today. Amen. Not only today, but every day, we trust him at his word. He believed it. He said it. Now we believe it. He said it. I turned that around. We believe it. Amen. Because God's word is our guideline, how we believe is through the word of God. So we have to allow God's word to be within us and believe it. And I just wanted to read that also out of the Message Bible before we close out here. Romans. And, okay, let me make sure I'm in the right chapter. Oh, okay. So I'm going to close out with Romans 10, verses 8 through 17 from the Message Bible. Because we want the word plain and clear so that we all can understand it. And that way we can believe it. We can stand on it. Amen. So from the Message Bible, the word saves is right here. As near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Can I say that again? It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Thank you, Lord. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God. Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul. God's work for doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right. And then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Amen. Scripture reassures us. No one trusts God like this. Heart and soul will ever regret it. What a blessing. As the scripture just tells us right here, no one trusts God like this. Heart and soul will ever regret it. This reassures us. Amen. We can stand on that word. Praise God. It's exactly the same no matter what a person's religious background may be. The same God for all of us, acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls help, God gets help. What a blessing. We can call on God, and he's right there to help us. Verse 14, but how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why scripture explains a sight to take your breath away. Grand processions of people telling all the good things of God. But not everybody is ready for this, ready to see and hear. Isaiah asked what we all ask at one time or another. Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it? The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. Amen. Let us meditate on those words. Unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. Amen. That's why we have to guard our hearts. And what I mean by heart, I mean listening. We have to guard what we're listening to. Let us listen to more of God's word, more of what his word is teaching us, what his word is telling us. Knowing, believing, and trusting. I probably said that backwards, but that's what we are to do. We are to know truth, knowledge it, and believe it. Amen. Well, I thank you all for your patience. And we have to continue to pray one for another. And we'll continue to pray for Pastor. Amen. And we'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon. God bless.